Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
I am always ready to learn something new.
Me too. Today we're heading to Zimbabwe
Okay.
to take a closer look at Farjan.
Fargin.
It's this online departmental store that's trying to do things a little differently. Like they're really trying to blend, the values of African society into the online shopping experience.
Interesting. So it's not just about like clicking and buying.
Exactly. There's like a whole deeper layer to what they're doing.
I'm intrigued. So where do we even begin with this deep dive?
Well, I mean, we've got some info on their mission, their whole kind of philosophy, and then of course their online presence too. Like their Instagram is a great example of how they're connecting with the community.
Yeah, their Instagram is really vibrant, lots of engagement. You can tell they're all about community and making a positive impact.
It's not just about selling stuff, right? It's
Right.
bigger than that.
It really seems like they're trying to embody the values of African society, like that sense of community and shared prosperity.
Which I love. And they actually have this tagline that kind of sums it all up. Promoting the prosperity of one another as Africans.
Oh, I like that. It's catchy.
I know, right? But it also makes you think, like, what does that actually look like in practice? How are they like actually living that out?
That's a great question. It makes me think of it's like the concept of Ubuntu, It's a really important philosophy in a lot of African cultures.
I've heard of that.
It's all about interconnectedness, the idea that like my well-being is tied to your well-being. We all rise together.
Okay, I see the connection there. So how does Farjan like actually like bring that to life?
Well, for one thing, they prioritize sourcing their products from local artisans and suppliers in Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's awesome. So they're directly supporting the local economy.
Exactly. They're putting money back into the community, empowering those artisans and suppliers.
So it's like you're not just getting a good deal, you're actually contributing to something bigger.
Precisely. And that's a really powerful way to promote prosperity, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's another piece of their philosophy that I find really fascinating, and that's this whole idea of practicing grace in every interaction.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Especially in the world of online retail, which can often feel, well, pretty impersonal, right?
Totally. So how does Farjan manage to infuse grace into that?
Well, one example is their return policy. They offer free returns on all products, no questions asked.
Wow, really? That's pretty generous.
Right? It takes away any potential stress or hassle for the customer. Like sometimes you order something online and it's not quite what you expected.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
It can be so frustrating.
It is.
But with Fargin, there's no risk. If you don't love it, you can just send it back.
That's a great example of grace in action.
Exactly. And it just creates a more positive and supportive shopping experience overall.
It really does. Now, Farjan's based in Zimbabwe, but their vision seems much broader, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're already making an impact beyond their borders.
So what kind of challenges and opportunities do you think they might face if they try to expand this model across Africa?
That's a great question. Well, obviously, each country has its own, unique set of circumstances, like different regulations, different infrastructure, and different consumer habits.
So there would definitely be some hurdles to overcome.
For sure, but I think the opportunities outweigh the challenges.
How so?
Well, there's a growing demand across Africa for businesses that are ethical and community-focused.
That makes sense.
People want to support companies that align with their values, and Fargin is tapping into that desire. They're showing that you can be successful while also doing good.
So we could be seeing like a shift in consumer behavior then.
Potentially, yes. Consumers are becoming more conscious of where their products come from and how their purchases impact the world.
It's like ethical considerations and community impact are becoming just as important as price and convenience.
Exactly. And that brings us to a larger question. Could this model, rooted in African values, actually inspire a global shift?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Right. Like, what if this idea of shared prosperity and practicing grace, what if that spread beyond Africa? What if it influenced businesses all over the world?
That would be incredible.
Imagine a world where every company prioritized the well-being of their community and the planet as much as their bottom line.
It's a beautiful vision. It
Yeah.
makes you think, right? If Farjan's success is any indication, maybe the future of goods and services is about more than just individual gain. Maybe it's about creating a world where we all thrive together.
I love that.
Me too. Definitely something for us all to ponder. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure. Always a fascinating conversation.
And thanks to all of you for listening. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.